There are four things which sin, Adam's sin, meant and mean for every one of us. The way that we are born, the way we are by nature. And what are those four things? Well, the first thing is that we are guilty. We are born and we live with guilt because Adam, our first parent, sinned. We have guilt even before we've done anything wrong. We are already guilty. Second thing is that we lack, we want, we do not have original righteousness. We are not righteous in God's sight as we are by nature. The third thing is the corruption, the pollution, if you like, the dirtiness of our whole sinful nature, which is commonly called original sin. Original sin. And then the fourth thing is that there are actual sins and transgressions which come from that nature. That is the teaching of the Bible. We may not like it, we may not find it easy to hear, but it is the teaching of the Word of God. Now, the next question, question 19, follows on very automatically, really, from question 18, because question 18 is about sin, question 19 is about misery, and that's the previous question being linked together. The sin, the fall brought mankind into a state of sin and misery. We've dealt with sin, and now in question 19 we are dealing with misery. What is the misery of that estate into which man fell? What do we mean by misery? What does it mean to be miserable? Anybody going to tell us what miserable means? Any of the young people? Angharad? Eleanor even? Angharad's a young person too. I always confuse you. What does miserable mean, Eleanor? What's that? Grumpy. Certainly grumpy, yes. If you're miserable, you're grumpy, aren't you? Why might you be miserable? What would be your reason to be miserable? Everything's gone wrong. Thank you, another young person. Everything's gone wrong. You've lost everything. You don't have the things you need and you want. They've all gone wrong. Now, 3 weeks ago, as you all know, there was a terrible, terrible tsunami, earthquake, and then a great wave that crashed into the east coast of Japan. And you can be quite sure that so many thousands of people there are miserable. They're miserable. Now imagine if you lost five things, which maybe some of them in Japan have lost. Imagine if you had no food. Imagine having no food. How hungry you would be. It'd be awful, wouldn't it? The food's all contaminated with radioactive pollution or whatever it might be. Imagine if you had no clothes. Your house has been buried under the waters. You've got no clothes left. You're cold. You're naked. You're in great danger. Imagine you had no shelter, no roof over your head. And when it rains, it falls on you and you get wet and you get cold. You get miserable. Imagine, fourthly, you have no warmth. You're out in the freezing cold night. Wouldn't you be miserable that way? Imagine, fifthly, that your health was gone. You were ill all the time. You were sick. Five things. No food. No clothes. No shelter. No warmth. No health. Wouldn't that be miserable? Now the next question tells us that there are five precious things. Five precious things which man lost when Adam sinned. And that because of them, we have become miserable. We're in a state of misery. Let me just read this question and the answer to you. Question 19. What is the misery of that estate into which man fell? All mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God. What does that mean? What does communion with God mean? Anyone think they can tell us? Anybody, any age? What's communion with God?
Relationship.
A relationship with God. Friendship with God. Having God as your friend, having a relationship with Him. That was lost. Are under His wrath and His curse. Which means that God is not pleased with us. God is angry with the sinner every day. Third thing we read, liable, made liable to all miseries in this life. The reason why hard things come upon us in this life is because we are under God's anger. So we are made liable, we experience hardships in this life. The fourth thing that's mentioned is death itself. Why does death come? Why have we got to die? Were we made by God so that we would die? No, we were not. We were made to live forever. But when man sinned, we all died. The fifth thing is the most terrible thing of all. And to the pains of hell forever. This catechism does not mince its words or skip around things. It tells it straight. Sin has brought about death, and sin has brought about the pains of hell forever. Everlasting punishment away from the comfortable presence of God himself, knowing God as a judge. Let's read this answer together. I'll read the question, we'll read the answer together. What is the misery of that estate into which man fell? All mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, and so made liable to all miseries in this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. Let me say that from this point on, the Catechism begins to look at what the Lord has done to rescue us from these things, and how the Lord Jesus has come to save us from these things. This is not the end, this is only the beginning. And it gets so much more wonderful as we go on through this catechism. The Lord Jesus has redeemed us, has saved us from all these miseries, if indeed we trust in his blood.